Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show live here on MikeSpirit.fm, in Blog Talk Radio, and in Spreaker. Whichever way you're listening to us, you're more than welcome. It's a great Sunday evening here, and I say that with a little bit of a thing in my voice, because I know that my guest, it's a great maybe Monday morning with my guest, and that's Matthew James, all from Australia. Hi, Matthew.
Hi, Mike, and how are you today?
Well, I'm doing very well, well, I hope you're having a good Monday morning.
I've not been up very long, but yeah, it's not been so bad so far.
Just managed to drag yourself out of bed ready to do the show with me, is it?
I certainly have. It's just I've noticed on the clock here it's 5:01 a.m.
Okay, so that's really early start, but I appreciate you coming on, Marty, because I know that you're a fantastic ambassador for the spirit world. And I say that because I know that since last time you was on air, you have now taken the plunge, haven't you, to work for the spirit world full time, haven't you?
That's right, yeah. At the end of January, I handed in a notice on a full-time job, which I was a conservator. And since then, yeah, I'm in this completely full-time now, 24 hours a day.
And it's working well for you?
It certainly is. I've got no complaints so far.
Well, I must say, congratulations, really, because it takes a great deal of strength, doesn't it, and trust and everything else to actually take that plunge. You know, I want to take that plunge myself, but I'm too scared. I'm too nervous. But I'll get there one day, Matthew. You know, I really will.
Yeah, I know, because the last time we talked, we were sort of discussing this, weren't we? And I know you're probably not that far behind me in actual fact.
Well, we'll wait and see. You know, I've got plans in maybe, to stay where I am at least until the end of the year, because, I've got so many changes within my job at the moment and so many changes within the company. I need to stick at it till at least the end of the year because of all this change that's happening.
Yeah, and there is a lot of change as well.
It's difficult, you know. So let's deal with one thing at a time. That's my way of thinking.
Okay, yeah, I couldn't agree more, actually, Mike. Yeah, one thing at a time.
Exactly. Well, Matthew, I know that it's been a while since you've been on. So do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself? Who are you?
Yeah, my number one skill is as a medium, but I advertise as medium and clairvoyant. I have been one for about 20, 25, 26 years. I use my tarot, I use my rune cards, I communicate with spirit, obviously, as a medium. I do demonstration work. I'm a platform medium. I do a number of expos throughout Australia. I do one-to-one tuitions. I do workshops, mediumship workshops and training workshops. Obviously, you can tell by the voice that I am actually from the UK. We emigrated about 10 years ago, and I've been here in Australia now for about 4 years here in Canberra. So, I've sort of been in this trade virtually all my life, to tell you the truth, because it started when I was a five-year-old. So, I'm completely used to this field, completely used to all the experiences that this field brings with it.
Yeah.
I don't know, how long have you been in it, Mike? I can't remember you.
Well, I've been in it for, my 19th year of working for the spirit world now.
Yeah.
It was a exciting journey, I'll say that, at least, it was a really exciting journey into it. But, isn't it wonderful, Matt, and I'm sure that you'll find the same, and will agree with me, the the day when we start, or when we take that plunge to say, I am going to work for the spirit world, from that day on, the development, the stepping stones that they put in front of us, is quite amazing, isn't it, that we think back of how far we've actually come, what we've achieved. And it's maybe not so much of what we've achieved, but what the spirit world has put in front of us. And it always amazes me every single time.
That's right. I mean, to take this radio show, for example. I mean, when I first spoke to you and when I was coming on the show, it was such a daunting prospect because obviously I'd not done radio before. But the ironic thing was, it was one of a series of obstacles and hurdles which the spirit world had put in front of me, of challenges to say, look, you can do this.
Yeah.
And each time you take one of these challenges, because I did a bit of TV work over here, for example, I did a reading for someone where there was actually five people around the table. That was another one of the challenges at the time. And each one, when you actually get through the obstacle and the hurdle, you realise what a growth pattern it is, what a test it is for yourself personally, but for your spiritual growth as well. Because you you can do these things. I mean, what I always say to a lot of my clients is what they've got to remember with those mediums is we're not actors. We don't actually have a script in front of us. So when somebody sits in front of us, or we hear a voice on the phone, or we hear a voice via the radio, we don't know what we're going to talk about. We haven't a clue what we're going to talk about until we put our total trust into the spirit world, and until we put our total trust into that first connection and we start talking.
Yeah.
Unscripted.
It's amazing, really, isn't it? You know, that you think, I've spoken to a few people over the last few days, people who've been skeptical and not believers and so on and so forth. And, you know, it's quite amazed me sometimes that how the spirit world comes forward and gives us the words to kind of speak. Because I know that the words I've been using lately, you know, that, you know, spiritualism is not for everyone is not for spiritualism, but spiritualism is for everyone. You know, it's out there to research, find out do what you want with it, you know, because we're not all meant to be on the same level of thinking, are we? You know, there's lots of different ways of thinking on things. And I know that, you know, the more that we kind of work with it, the better it is, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, and the situation is, I get, particularly like over this weekend, because I did a lot of readings. I went visiting to another area of Australia where I've been before and done some returning readings for clients. The irony is I had a couple of skeptics, a couple of skeptical people sit in front of me, the usual arms folded, not really trusting in the words that I was going to speak. But the amazing thing is you always find the right things to say, and the synchronicity of what you talk to them about is absolutely incredible, because they get up off the table, they shake your hand, and they look at life in a completely different way. And I was fortunate to get some feedback literally the next day that how different the person is now that they've sort of had their mind settled, they've had the thought settled, and life makes a lot more sense to them. It's an incredible feeling when you know that you've got somebody who sat down who was a bit of a troubled soul, knew they had something, didn't know what it was, knew that it was sort of their life was, let's say, very, very contradictory, because there was two parts of them, two different mindsets within the same person. And then you just say the right things, you know what to say, you know how to say it, you know what you need to talk about, and you take that confusion away straight away. It's an amazing feeling.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, so tell me, Matthew, have you got things planned in now for this coming year?
Yeah, we were planning a UK trip of May, June, but what we've actually done, we've actually put that on hold. And the only reason why we put that on hold is we've got so many commitments over here in Australia with expos, with readings, and with training workshops, that what we've decided to do is we're going to put it off to either to the back end of this year, or into the early part of 2013. I mean, there's also the flight scenario with the Olympics coming up. That the airline flights at the minute are at a premium outside of Australia to the UK. It's pretty expensive. So we thought, well, what we'll do is we'll get it properly organised. we'll let everybody know weeks and weeks, months before, exactly what we're going to be doing. Plus, I've got a couple of things in the pipeline here and the UK as far as agents and managers go, and I'm going to obviously get things organised that way as well, because we've got a manager, we've got an agent here in Australia, and I've also got an old friend of mine from the UK who we've got back in contact with, who is going to try and manage stuff for us on the UK side.
Yeah, which is wonderful. It really is. And, you know, I'm saying that because I know that you would have heard of my other host, Nick Humphreys. Wonderful.
Yes, I have heard of Nick, yep.
Well, he's a wonderful ambassador for the spirit world. He really is. And a little sneaky thing here now, maybe a little bit of advertising, maybe, I don't know. But he's been on.
Yeah.
Oscar. And I know that the listeners have heard Oscar because he's actually taken over Andrew's show for the last two weeks, because Andrew is to unforeseen circumstance, he can't do his show on a Thursday. So Oscar's kindly stepped in and taken over. Well, Oscar's starting his own show right here on Mike Spirit FM on Wednesday, and that's at 10:30 p.m. UK time, which is going to be at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time. Now, I'm not sure what the time would be there with you, Matthew.
Right.
So if it's 5 a.m. in the morning now, it would be 7:30 Thursday morning for you, wouldn't it?
That's right, it would be.
Yeah, I'm getting to grips with all these time differences. It's wonderful. And, you know, the three of us, myself, Oscar, and the wonderful Nick, is doing a demonstration here in the UK, and... so I suppose it's a bit of advertising for me as well, you know.
Right,
and that's going to be at in Pontypool, which is in Wales. And we're looking forward to the three of us joining up. We haven't actually done anything together before. Obviously, I've worked with Nick on the radio, and I've worked with Oscar on the radio. And I know that Oscar and Nick actually have done stuff together on the radio as well, which so I'm quite excited for that. And actually, people can get tickets right now if they head over to Facebook and type in Special Clairvoyant Psychic Night. And that's hosted by Oscar Village. I probably said that wrong, but never mind. Special Clairvoyant Night. So Special Clairvoyant Psychic Night on Facebook, and you'll be able to join that. And you will be able to buy tickets for that venue. I know it's lots of people on Facebook have already said that they're attending, so I know it's going to be a very busy night. And I know that by this time next week, I will actually have tickets physically in my hand so people can come and buy them. So I'm really looking forward to that night. That's on the 2nd of June, which is a Saturday night. Well, we've put down 2 hours. We'll probably be doing a bit more than 2 hours. Actually, we've put down 3 hours, and we might even do a bit more than that with the three of us working together. So I'm really looking forward to that. So that's the 2nd of June with myself, Oscar, and the wonderful Nick. So, you know, Matthew, it's just a shame that you're not with us in the UK on June, whereas you would be joining us and doing a full medium night. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
That would have been good. That would have been really good. But it was, I think what it was because everything had been so hastily organised, I thought, well, let's actually do it properly. And let's get some experts on board because, I mean, we're so busy over here. It's bad enough trying to organise things here in Australia as well as having to organise things for the UK as well. We couldn't physically do it, so we thought what we'll do is we'll put it on hold. I think the idea is as well, the longer that you can actually take to organise something, I think the better things are going to be. So this was our philosophy anyway. But it would have been good to have done the four mediums because, as you know, we've done four medium shows over here in Australia. I've sort of been part of the four medium show. I think we've done about four shows, and they are always successful when there's four people up on stage.
Yeah, and you know, it gives the people a bit of a variety, doesn't it, of what you know, the difference of different styles of mediumship.
Well, that's right, because no two mediums work the same. I know the way that we did it, where we had two people up And then we had a bit of an interval, then we had the other two people up, and then you get all four on stage at the end to answer any questions and deliver any more messages. It does actually work. It does work really well.
Well, it does, because it gives people a variety, doesn't it, you know, and a different style. Because, you know, I know that I work on a clairaudient, clairsentient, clairvoyant base. And I know that you, actually, Matthew, do just that as well, don't you?
That's
you actually
right.
See, hear, and feel the spirit world.
Yeah, I mean, I think really my forte is where I actually, I do something called facial recognition, where I tend to go straight to the person. I know, I become the member of spirit. I become the deceased person, and I get all their aches, I get the pains, I get even the thought patterns at times, and I tend to know straight away who I'm going to in the audience. And I also have started to be, I'm thinking of putting a bit of a justice hat on, because I get all the embarrassing information as well.
Yeah.
And which makes the audience laugh, and I do get silly things. I mean, the last show that I did, Mike, I got a swearing parrot.
Well, you know, that's kind of insane about you get the embarrassing stuff.
Yeah.
The most funniest thing is that, you know, and I should say this quietly because I know he's listening, but that's Nick. You know, he kind of does the embarrassing stuff, and I kind of sit back and I'm thinking, I'm just giggling to myself because I know that, you know, it's right of what he's doing and what he's saying and everything else, but I'm thinking, I must be, like, getting all the serious people to, because I enjoy that, you know?
Yeah.
But then, you know, he's the one who's got to do the silly actions, and he's the one who's got to do the silly movements around the stage, and that's funny.
Well, the last show that I did, the very first person that came through, Mike, was a transvestite, a cross-dresser.
Okay.
And a bit further down in the show, I actually got a prostitute through as well.
Okay.
And I also
That'd be quite
got,
funny.
Yeah, and I also got these parrots that all they could say was the F word all the time. And you can imagine saying that in front of an audience.
Well, you know, we're always taught, aren't we, you know, throughout development, that you have to give exactly what you get. And, you know, Martin, I'm going to tell you something funny here, because there's a local medium around here. Bless her, you know, she's still working hard. And her name is... you know, I forgot, I've gone blank.
I do that a lot.
It happens all the time to me. It must be age.
It's called old age.
That's what it is.
It's old age.
But we was working, and her name will come to me now. It really will. I can see a picture in front of me. But anyway, we was working together in this church. And lo and behold, I was working with this one lady. And I had a gentleman that come through, and he was a really, how can you put it? He was really out there, you know, and he's really, this is who I am, take me or leave me kind of the way, you know. And how did he come full mouth? I'm not gonna say it now, because, but I did. Out he came full mouth, and I went, out he came. Well, this woman that was working with me, she looked at me in disgust. I looked at her, and I went, ooh. And then I went, ooh, shh. But I come out the other word, you know?
Yeah.
So I saw twice in one sentence in a spiritualist church. And I thought to myself, oh, this is not good. You know, this is not good. And I thought to myself, I'm so embarrassed. But, you know, the funniest thing was they asked me back to work there again.
Well, you were lucky, because I had the same sort of experience when I was back in the UK in Blackpool. And I was at the spiritualist church there, and I got a grandfather through, and the only words that they knew were the swear words, the F words, the B words, you can imagine. I mean, the air was a little bit red, because that's all what came out. And I hastened to add, I was never invited back.
Okay.
Because the air was a little bit red, and I got told, you don't say things like that in our spiritualist church, so I'm sorry, but you can't come back.
Well, you know, the worst thing was it was a paid night. You know, it was a ticket sale night as well. So the people that were there, you know, they just accepted it. You know, because it came through, and I was more shocked myself that I actually came out with it. You know, well, the night was embarrassing, really, but you know. Ayo, we have to go with what we get, don't we? You know, and I was working so fast, I didn't have time to think of it. Just out they came, you know?
Yeah, and at times you've got, it's automatic. I used to call myself a bit of a Gatling gun because I had absolutely no control of what used to come out. And I always used to judge by the reaction on people's faces what I'd said. And I used to always get embarrassed because they would say, do you remember what you said, or you do realise what you'd said? It was all accurate and spot on, but I didn't at one time remember what I used to say. I think I learnt that one very quickly, that it's better to filter the information that you get and then give it than just give it straight away.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and let's not dissect anything either, because I know that sometimes we do, as human beings, we kind of want to dissect it, don't we? You know, we want to know more about it.
That's right.
But as a medium, we shouldn't be dissecting anything. We should just give it exactly the way it comes through, isn't it?
And that's correct.
That's the best way, I think, that we can possibly do anything. You know, just go with it, because, you know, the spirit world still has a personality.
Very much so.
You know, I've always said, you know, these people are exactly the way they were when they passed over, is exactly the way that they are now. And, you know, it never ceases to amaze me the things that they come out with. But we have to try to be so professional, don't we, sometimes? And like, I can't say that.
That's right. I mean, a perfect example. I was doing a one-to-one reading yesterday, and I had this lady in front of me, and she had a bit of a business decision and a bit of a business concern. And I said, oh, I've got your father here. And I could tell by the way that she's sitting in the chair that she did not want to hear from her father. So I validated with what he died from and a few other things with the father. And said, well, what's my father showing any interest for now? He never showed any interest whatsoever when he's on the earth plane. I just said, he backed the wrong horse with your sister. She's had financial problems. You've never had any financial problems. And he's come to observe how you do it. And the smile on her face was unbelievable, because she just basically said, that's all I ever wanted my father to say when he was on the earth plane. That's all I ever wanted him to say or do on the earth plane. And now he's done it. Oh, I'm actually very happy now. But the reaction when he first came through, there was absolutely no way she wanted to hear from him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, as I said, it's absolutely amazing me every single time. So let's look forward now, Matthew, to yourself. Because I know that you're doing lots and lots of MJTV, isn't it?
Oh, that's right. I've not done one probably for about a month now, because I was giving it a bit of a rest, because I mean I was doing one like every other day, and I think I was putting too many up because there was too much to take on board for people. But yeah, I'm doing. I've put quite a lot of snippets up on YouTube of the live shows that I've been doing. I'm doing also like little training videos, like views on 2012. I think I've done one on psychic protection about wearing the black cloak. I've done some on my own techniques on how I do my mediumship. Just little between about 2 minutes and about 10 minute snips, so they're not too long and too boring. But yeah, they are all up on YouTube.
Yeah, well, do you want to give that site out right now, where people can actually see that?
Yeah. What I'll do, I'm just going to pull it up on the internet, because it's not as straightforward. It's the Matthew James channel, effectively on YouTube. I'm just going to find the link. Yeah, it's actually Merlin Martin 1965. So it's all one word, Merlin, as in, well, we all know Merlin. Merlin Martin 1965. It's Matthew James Medium's channel on YouTube.
Okay. So if people click on to YouTube, and it's Matthew.
It's Matthew James Medium's channel, or the actual username is Merlin Matt 1965.
Okay, so Matthew James Medium channel, yes. That's where you'll be able to see these videos. Because I know I've watched a few of these videos, and you know I've enjoyed them, because I remember watching the first one where you said, I hate these headsets. You took the headset off, yeah, and then realised that nobody could hear you.
That's right. That's
and then
right.
The second video, you had it around as if it was like, as if you was wearing it, you know, maybe around
I'd actually put a little lapel mic on instead.
Ah, right.
Because I bought a microphone set and speaker system for the live shows, and there was a lapel mic, and I just used the lapel mic. But yeah. I've gone a little bit fancy these days. I've got a webcam now, but I'm still fathoming out how and where to put it in the right position, because it's one of these that's got a facial recognition, so whenever you talk, it homes straight in on your face.
Got you. Okay.
I'm still working on that.
So we can go onto YouTube and find Matthew James Medium Channel. I know we can go on the website, which is www.MatthewJamesMedium.com. Okay, so that's MatthewJamesMedium.com. And also Facebook.
That's right. It's just Matthew James Medium. That's my public figure page.
So is that with a double T in Matthew?
It's double T, yeah. Now, the shortcut, I've got it done as a shortcut, which I'm pulling it up. It's MJ Medium. It's www.facebook.com/ MJ Medium. And they're all in capital letters. That'll take you straight to the public figure page.
Okay. Well, I know that that's just been posted in the chat room. And thank you to my good friend here, Christine Matthews, for doing that. Thank you, Christine. She just posted your website up there, which is www.MatthewJamesMedium.com. So there we are. You can have a look in the chat room and Facebook. Facebook has been done as well, MatthewJamesMedium.com. So again, thank you to Christina Matthews.
That's Christine Matthews. Yeah, she's a friend of mine on Facebook. I've noticed she's just liked a couple of posts on the page, so...
Well, you know, I'm actually doing her show next week.
Oh, cool.
She is a host here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm looking forward to doing that next week. I know that my friend Nick Humphries was on there last night, and the bits I listened to, I think I'm in for a run for my money, I think. I'm not going to go any further with that, but I'm really looking forward to next Saturday. So everybody, you can tune in next Saturday to Christine Matthews. I'm sure that she will put a link up in the chat room in just 1 second, because I'm not really sure. I think it's... I'm not even going to guess. I know she'll put a link up, and I will tell everybody in due course. No, she's just saying about how great Nick was last night, you know. I got a lot to stand up for, haven't I, really?
Well, that's right. I'm sure you'll do a really good job, Mark. You always do.
Well, all I can do, Matthew, is my very best, isn't it? But
that's all we can ever do. But I mean, some of our very best are better than others, and I know because I've worked with you on the show a few times now. What is it? It's 4 or 5 times now, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And I know that listening in to some of your readings, I mean, I love listening to other mediums, but some of the stuff you've given out, Mike, is jaw-dropping, to tell you the truth. I'm really impressed.
That's really nice. But that link, what I spoke about, Christine Matthews, yet again, she's come to the rescue. It's blogtalkradio.com/spiritualjourneysradio. So I'm looking forward to doing that. Next week, that's next Saturday, and I know that's at 10 p.m. UK time, which will be 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Matthew, I think that we are like a pair of old women going on, yeah?
That's right. We
need to open up these phone lines to take some readings, because I know that people are, well they'll probably get impatient now if we don't, but...
Yeah, we're chomping at the bit a bit, yeah, that's right.
But I know that we're going to go to a short commercial break, where we can have 5 minutes to gather our thoughts and get ourselves together. So let's take this small opportunity to have a few minutes break and hand it over to the wonderful producer to play a few songs.
No worries.
Okay, so I'll chat to you in a bit. Thank you, Matthew.
All right, thanks, Mike. Thanks for that.
No problem. Things over. I better read between the lines.
Nightingale, sing us a song of a love that once belonged. Nightingale, tell me your tale. Was your journey far too long? Does it seem like I'm looking for to a question I can't ask? I don't know which way the feather falls, if I should blow it to the left. Nightingale, sing us a song. Thank you.
Oh, and thank you to the wonderful producer Robert there for playing some nice music. I know the first song there, Matthew, took me right back a few years, but absolutely wonderful. Well, let's go straight to the phone lines, Matthew, because I know that we have Paul online waiting. Paul, are you there with us?
Oh, hello. Hello, Mike. Hello, Matt.
How are you doing there?
Hi, Paul.
Oh, thank you. You look all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm sure Matthew is. He's probably a bit tired, but...
No, I'm absolutely wide awake now. I've been up for a while, so it's I'm cool now. And I've had some Monster Energy as well.
Good. Well, I'm going to hand this one all over to you, Matthew, and because I know where Paul is from. Paul is from the UK, so I'm going to hand this one over to you.
Hi, Paul. You're okay, but the first thing I got for you, Paul, was you've got your self confidence back a bit in recent times.
Sorry, say it again.
I've basically been told here about you getting your self confidence back a little bit these times, and the barriers where they've been stopping you in previous months, these are all emotional barriers. You're feeling a lot stronger within yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand
there, Paul?
Yeah, I understand that.
Have you had the work or apprenticeship opportunity yet? Have you been talking to anybody yet about a contract or work?
That's what I'm phoning up about. A couple of weeks ago, I had a phone call from a well-known medium.
Right.
The thing that I said... Maybe opportunities. Opportunities may open. Doors may open. It seems like the doors are opening for me. And what you just said, look, you just hit the nail straight on the head.
Well, all I know is I've got two gentlemen here. One I know is definitely your grandfather, and one I suspect your father on the other side.
Yes.
Right, I suspected it was your father because the absolute bluntness that he said this was unbelievable, and they're both showing me opportunity for you, and it definitely came unexpectedly, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Yeah,
it makes perfect sense. It's just that what's basically, and I know what your father's also saying as well. This is very, very blunt. I'm going to put it in terms of, have you met a young lady yet, or is there a young lady come around you?
Not yet, no.
It's just that what he's basically saying is that about oats and sowing seeds.
All right.
Apparently, there's another opportunity for that as well, but there's definitely something about a contract to sign. So I feel the unexpected thing that has arisen with that medium is where you've got some sort of contract work coming, most certainly. I mean, it's all about lifting your self-confidence, all about lifting your self-respect. It's all about basically turning a corner. This is the way that I'm getting it. Now, one of them had a chest complaint. I know they had a chest complaint. One had a bit of a cough. Now, the way that they've come together, I can't tell you which one it is, but I know also I'm having a bit of a mild heart attack here as well. Whether it was a heart attack that actually took one of them over, I don't know, but they come as a bit of a duet. So I'm establishing here that grandfather and father were pretty close because they come as
both,
a duet.
They both had heart attacks.
Right. Well, what they're basically saying is all very symbolically that it is not really going to be much of a shock to the system, this with you. It's not going to lead you to any sort of heart complaint. So just don't worry about this. But the pathway that's ahead for you, Paul, will be pretty challenging. You've got to watch your throat because there's a lot of talking to do. Because that's apparently not normally in your nature, or it hasn't been in recent days, and you've got a lot of talking to do.
Yeah, that sounds like a platform. Yeah, okay.
What they're going to say as well, within 6 months, you've got to get used to wearing fancy suits because it's not your forte.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, to have a casual look, and they're going to be standing around you laughing at you because seeing Paul in a suit and all fancy will be worth taking a photograph of because he doesn't do it very often.
No, it's true. It's very true, yeah.
That's your father. I've got to say, he's coming across to me as a real cheeky sod.
Yeah, he was, I see. Yeah.
He might not have admired the work that you'll be doing if he'd been on the earth plane, but from the angle that he'll be looking at it, he'll certainly there be clapping and applauding you because you'll find your forte, you'll find your niche, and you'll think, why the hell didn't he do this sooner?
Yeah, that's right. He didn't believe, but he used to see.
He certainly believes now. He certainly believes now. I mean, this is the usual scenario of non-believers go over to the other side and then they suddenly come back and they go, I'm coming through because I can do it. And I've got a feeling it's your father that is probably guiding you at this moment.
Yeah. He wasn't a disbeliever. He's always had the gift, but he never, ever used it because, I mean, in the old days, you was classed as your cuckoo. But he used to always see stuff. And I don't know if he used to hear stuff. He used to keep it very quiet. But he used to say, he used to see spirit, and he used to describe it.
I know he's bringing his whole bloody family in here. So I've got his mother, I've got women, I've got bloody family galore coming round, and I've just got a feeling of how the hell do you sleep at night with these lot around you?
Yeah, I see a lot of activity in my bedroom at night.
Well, I'm not surprised if your father's bringing the whole family to have a look at you, Paul. I'm not surprised at all.
Right, so I've got nothing to worry about. This opportunity is my partner, yes?
100% yes. Because all I get is I get opportunity with both of them. An opportunity only knocks once, and if you don't take it, it's a long time before it comes back. And the last time it came round, you weren't even ready for it. You weren't even looking at it.
No, that's right. I wasn't even... I didn't know I had this, and I just thought I've seen things like my dad was like spirit. I thought that's another ghost. That's it.
But all I'm going to say is grip it with both hands, and they're showing it almost like I'm seeing it almost like it's a reward or an award because I'm seeing like a trophy with this. So I want to actually say there'll be some sort of trophy that you can actually put up on a mantelpiece or on a table because there's some sort of award coming with it. Yeah, I'm being totally 100% honest. I can see like one of those brass trophies. So there's something about an award with you as well.
Okay, that sounds very interesting.
But what he's also saying is that you've got to pick up on pastimes as well. We may well be giving you this opportunity, but you've got to bring all other aspects of your life in. He doesn't want you at home moping. He wants you out there doing things and meeting things, and that's your side of the agreement. You're going to pick your life up.
Right, okay.
There's a smoker here because I can smell cigarette smoke. I've got a waft of cigarette smoke around. So there's a smoker here. It might not necessarily be your father. It might not necessarily be your grandfather. But I know I've got a smoker here.
And I know that. Uncle.
Right. And Was it that, do you know when you've got that horrible cheap cigarette smell? That real cheap cigarette smell?
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, he was a bit of a boozer, wasn't he? Because I'm looking at a pub here.
Yeah, they used to drink in the pub, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, he spent all his life in the pub. It was like he'd have the newspaper there, he might have his lunch there, he'd certainly have his smokes there, he'd certainly have his friends there, he'd sit by the bar or near the bar, and he'd just, that would be his life, wouldn't it?
That could be the other one, his brother.
Right, it's just that, you're not near his local, are you? You've moved from that area, haven't you?
I've moved that way, yeah, on way.
Yeah,
from his local,
I think he's complaining a little bit like, he used to stay in the little the locality where he was born, or he very rarely moved. And you're going to be on the road again. You're going to be on the road again, he says, and you've got to get a car checked out. So I would imagine that what he's trying to say is that the car that you've got to have is one that's going to be up for the journeys, because there's quite a bit of driving to do.
Right. Okay. All right. My car's okay at the moment. That's good. So
yeah, well, he's not actually saying that there's anything particularly wrong with it. I just get the feeling of changing a car or getting a car that's more up for it.
Yeah, okay. I haven't got the money to do that. So can you ask him to send me a nice check from somewhere then?
The feeling I've got is the way they work with me, and they're so matter of fact about things, like if they're talking about being able to change a car, they're therefore talking about that you're going to have the finance to be able to change the car. Therefore, they're talking about, matter-of-factly, that the finance must be coming in and there must be other opportunities as well.
Gotcha. Okay. And this is all to do about mediumship, isn't it?
It's not just mediumship, because the way they were saying it, Paul, is it's like they're doing their side of the bargain, which is bringing this opportunity in, but you've got to help them to help yourself by creating other opportunities, and those openings are going to be there around you.
Yeah, that's...
Because your eyes are going to be much wider open, because you're working in this field. What it's doing is it's going to make you more observant, because you're going to be observing people, you're going to be observing life, you're going to be looking for all the symbolism and everything that comes with mediumship. You'll start noticing other things in your life, and you'll notice the other opportunities.
Yeah, that's what's happening. I'm starting
and you're
to bring
a brave soul. You're a brave soul. That's what they're actually saying. Now,
yeah,
I'm going
scared.
To give you an. Oh well, yeah. it's a good reaction. It's a good human nature to be, because it makes you actually make sure the opportunity you take are the right ones. They're giving me a name or a sounding name, which I feel you probably will not know, but you will watch out for. It's either a Susan or a Sarah, and she's very capable of supporting you. I don't mean financially support, I mean emotionally supporting you. Is this Susan, is there Sarah around you?
This is, I've got six Sus around me at the moment.
Oh, jeez.
But they all over the country. They're not nearby. They're Sue nearby me, but she's just an acquaintance. She's not really just a friend.
Right. All I want to basically say is that there is a Sue or a Sarah around you who would be able to support you emotionally.
Right.
And they're not they're sort of leaving it open-ended for you to determine how the emotional support is, but there is a Sue or a Sarah around you, or going to be around you, who can support you emotionally.
Gotcha. And there's a new woman, there's a woman coming into my life as well, as a girlfriend, you said.
I'm going to say yes, because it's almost like somebody's put the thumb up and said, you've got it.
Right, so she's coming in for definite. All right, got to find her now.
You're going to have to find her, but all they're basically saying is the prospects that you've got. Somebody's actually referred to old and grey. So old and grey for me is the reference to the chance of having a long-term relationship with somebody. Now, we're going later in the year.
Right, okay. All right, brilliant. Okay, thank you very much, Matt. Let's put my mind at rest now.
No worries, Paul. I could actually help you. I'm just glad I've been able to get the information through from your from your father and your grandfather, because I know they were chomping at the bit a bit to actually talk to you.
Yeah, because it sounded like it was too good to be true, but it isn't. It was like, hang on a minute. It's like, whoa, doors are opening for me, and spirits giving me a kick up the bottom, saying you've got to get on with it now.
Well, and that's right.
This person is really, really honest and decent, and they don't want to be my mentor. They just want to be my friend and guide me in the right place.
That's brilliant, because that is the best sort of support that you can actually get when you've got someone who's doing it as a friend, because then you can trust them.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, so okay, thank you very much, and hopefully this woman will come in.
I know for a fact that these things are going to start picking up, but I've got to state it's emotional support, and it's for you to interpret what that emotional support means.
Yeah, okay, I'll try to get my head around that when it happens, yeah.
All right, Paul. Lovely talking to you, Paul.
And you, and take care of yourself over there.
The only problem is, Matthew, seeing about Paul having the award, I'm a little bit frightened now that he might take my national award off me.
It's all right.
I might have to work a little bit harder now, Matthew, to keep my award, because Paul is making a breakthrough.
The more competition, the better, it makes us all work.
This is true, because it makes us work harder. Well, thank you, Paul, for calling, and remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM, and that's where you'll receive a copy of that. Matthew, thank you very much for calling. Okay, now let's go back to the phone lines. I do believe that I have Mary Lou on. Mary Lou, are you there with us?
Yeah, I am.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Good, good. And can I ask you, Mary, where you're calling from?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for?
I would just love any kind of message from Spirit.
Okay, well, bear with me, and I'll do my very best here to make a link to the spirit world here for you, okay?
Okay.
See, now, I'll start again. As I've got your voice here with me, I know that instantly I've got a gentleman that wants to make a link around your vibration. And as I'm aware of this gentleman, he makes you aware to say to you that he links to your dad's side of your family of when he was here with us. I do believe I want to say to you that he would have been quite a fit and active man throughout his life. He would have liked to keep himself busy when he was here with us. But he says to me that he had to slow down towards the end of his life because it got difficult for him, okay? Now, I know that he makes me aware as well that as life got difficult, I believe that he contracted some kind of illness that would have took its toll upon him towards the end of his life, because I know that I want to say to you that I'm starting to struggle. I'm starting to feel that my life has to slow right down. Now, I know as I'm looking at him that he would be the kind of fella that would have, like a typical grandfather. So I know I want to maybe link to your grandfather with this gentleman. So would you understand of him there?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that, you know, in his character-wise, he was quite a relaxed kind of a gentleman in his character-wise there, wasn't he?
Yes. Okay. I'm thinking it's my dad. My grandfather's on the other side of course, but it sounds like my dad.
It sounds like your dad. That's fine, because I know that he comes forward, and I know that he makes you aware that that he had to keep himself busy, okay, financially and physically. That he, that he had to do these things. Now he makes you aware that he was a nice man to have around, but if you got on the wrong side of him, then he would soon let you know about it, wouldn't he?
I don't know. I was never on the wrong side of him.
Okay. But if anyone got on the wrong side of him, then he would soon let you know. You know, he wouldn't let people walk all over him. Okay. That's the kind of thing he makes me aware of to say to you, that, you know, he wouldn't put up with any messing around.
I don't know about that. I kind of thought that he got walked on a lot.
Okay. Okay. Well, I know that, as he comes forward, that he makes... No. I want to get it right, and I want to put it right there for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, would I be right in saying that he had two brothers?
Yes.
Okay, because he talks to me about the brothers, okay? And I know it's two brothers that he talks about. Now, would I be right in saying to you that it would be the brothers that walked all over him?
One, yes.
Okay. But he wouldn't put up with it from any outside influence. Okay, because I know that's what I'm aware of. No outside influence would get away with whatever this brother got away with.
Yeah, he got away with a lot.
Okay. Now, let me say this to you, that that you're kind of the same as your dad, that, you know, those as closest to you get away with everything, don't they?
Yep.
And you kind of have had enough, if I can say that, of being used as a doormat then, without me sounding offensive here, because I do know that you feel as if people are using you as a doormat at the moment. Is that right?
Yep.
And I know as well, see, as he's here with me, that he says to me that you've been consulting with him quite a lot of late. So I know that you've been feeling quite down. You've been feeling quite depressed, I want to say to you, about these things that's going on in your life. And, you know, your dad is certainly well aware of that. And he says to me that you talk to them quite a lot. So I know that you're sending thoughts to your dad, or you're actually physically speaking to your dad in the spirit world. Is that right?
Kinda.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not very good at talking to people that are not there, but yeah, I think about them.
That, and see, and so long as you're thinking of them and those thoughts are going off, then that's exactly what he talks about, okay? Because those thoughts have been cloned in the spirit world, and that's what I'm able to work with. That's what he's able to pick up on, okay? So those thoughts that you're thinking to your dad and the others in the spirit world know that they're being received, okay? He tells me here about that there's been a few tears in your life as well. Do you understand of that?
Yeah.
Okay, because he just wants me to dry up my tear. Not that I've got tears, but he wants me just to wipe my eyes as if I've got tears, and I want to place that with yourself, okay? So dry up the tears, because in his mind, there's no need of them, okay? What is need of, if I said to you that, you know, stand up and be counted, lift your head up because you've got nothing to bow your head about, you would understand that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. And for some reason here, he makes me aware of to say to you, okay, I got to be careful what I'm saying sometimes. I know that me and Matthew was speaking about this at the beginning of the show. But if I say to you that there's certainly, like, whether it's like an illness around you at the moment, or there's like a visit to the doctors or the hospital or something, but there's, do you understand where I'm going with this?
Not sure.
Okay. If it's not you, then there would be someone either visiting the doctors or the hospital there or something.
Okay.
Because I'm being told about tests. There's tests to be done. Okay. And I want to say that you, that this must be close to you, because I want to say to you that you need to stand your ground, okay? So, your mum is still with us then, is she?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So, let me come to your mum then. And would you understand if I said to you maybe around your mum is where I'm saying to you about a doctor or a hospital or something?
It's hard to say, because people of that age tend to go to the doctors a lot.
Okay.
But she seems to go less in the last few years.
Okay. Well, your dad seems to be well aware of the conditions with your mum. Okay. And as your mum comes through, he wants me to talk about your mum, that I want to say to you that thoughts are very much there with your mum at the moment. Okay. You know, I'm just aware to see to you that it will come right in the end. So you're quite worried about things at the moment, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and it will come right in the end. No, not that I feel that I can or never would be able to predict your future, but, you know, it will come right in the end. You know, you have to stick in there. You have to do what you feel is right, okay, and not allow people to do everything that they've been doing to you, okay? You have to stand up and be counted. Now, I know that in your mind, you're quite spiritual of the mind yourself there, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, I know that you would love to do more, or would love to have to do more of the spirit world, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, because I know he tells me that you would love to have more to do with the spirit world. And, you know, bless, there's this little lady, and I'm saying little because she is quite short. She's maybe around the 5'1", 5'2 of her height when she was here with us, and she just steps right close into the vibration here. I feel as if I want to say that she's on your mum's side of your family. So I want to, obviously she's not your mum because your mum is still here with us, but let's go back to maybe grandmother and your mum's side of the family there. And would you understand she was quite a short lady?
I do believe my mother's mother, who I never met, is around me all the time, but I think she's tall.
Okay, well, this is the lady I have with me, okay? She's your mum's mum, your grandmother, okay? But I've got her quite short. And I want to say to you that if I said to you that she would have been, you know, that the illness that she carried, she would have suffered with that for a very long time before she passed. Would you understand of her?
She did.
Okay. And I'm aware of something to do with my stomach. So it's almost like as if, see, whenever it's stomach with me, I know it's like a certain place I'm feeling this and it's burning. I know it's cancer. Okay, so would you understand that that's how your grandma would have passed on to the spirit world?
No, she did not have cancer.
Okay, then who's the shorter lady in your mum's side of the family that would have passed with a cancer?
I have an aunt that died of cancer on my mom's side of the family.
And she was quite short?
No, she was tall too. I'm the only short one around. I'm taller than 5'1".
Okay, well, I know that this lady is on your mum's side because she keeps coming to the mum's side of me, so I know that's where she is. Please think on her, okay, because I know it's a cancer. You know, if I've got the height a little bit wrong, then that's my fault, not theirs. But I know as I'm seeing it, that's the height I want to put her, bless her.
That aunt was like a grandmother because my grandmother wasn't around and she was so much older than my mom.
There we are, perfect, okay, because I know that she's here with me. And she just wants to express her vibration. She wants to express her love around you, okay? And just let you know that, you know, she hasn't gone anywhere, but simply to the next dimension of life. She tells me that there's lots of questions on your mind at the moment, though, isn't there?
Yes.
And you're wanting, we could be here all night, couldn't we?
Well, you're doing good.
Because I know I'm being told that we could be here all night. Because I was going to say there that, you know, I'd love to answer all your questions. And then that's when this lady said, well, she would be here all night. so I know that there's lots of things. So what I'd be right in saying to you that, you know, you kind of keep sending these thoughts or these thought patterns off to the spirit world about what these answers are for. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, because, again, they've been received, okay? And, you know, if I said to you that you thought that you've seen the spirit world there or something, you would understand that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yes, okay, because I know that she tells me that she very often comes in, visits you, comes around your life, and she says to me about that she settles around the home, and I know that she makes you aware that it's like a shadow that keeps going past you all the time, and that's how you become aware that there is someone there with you. Is that right?
Occasionally. Occasionally. It hasn't happened lately, but it has happened.
Okay, that's fine. So long as you understand the information, then that's perfect. Because I know that's the way that she comes through, to be recognized and for you to understand her, okay? So please take her love, okay? And she says to me, I have to tell you before I go. And she says, tell her about September is important before you go, mind. Okay, so you'd understand that September is important, wouldn't you?
I don't know. Oh, this lady that's short in September is no relative of mine. I think it's a friend's mom who comes to me all the time.
Okay, so long as you understand that's what's important. So it's a friend's mom that comes to you all the time, yeah?
Yeah, and it's not my relative. I don't even know this lady.
Okay, so long as you understand the information, that's the important thing.
Her child's birthday is September.
Okay, then that's
and
perfect.
She's short.
Okay. There we are, perfect.
Here you go.
We can't ask for much more information evidence than that, can we? It always comes right in the end, you know. So know that she's there with you, okay? And know that, you know, the lots of them in the spirit world wants to settle their vibration there with you. But please, you know that they're there. You're not walking this life alone. And lift your head up because you've got nothing to bow your head about. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Absolutely. That's a really good reading. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for calling, for allowing me to have that communication there with you. But remember, you know, come on over to mikespirit.fm, and that's where you'll be able to retrieve a copy of that reading in my archives.
Okay.
So I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much.
No
bye.
Problem. Bye now, bye. Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines here, Matthew. And I think that we have Tom. Tom, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Tom, and yourself?
Very well.
Good, good. Can I ask you, Tom, where you're calling from?
Maine.
From where, sorry?
Maine.
Okay. Okay, well, Matthew, I'm going to hand this all over to you.
Hi, Tom. How are you doing, Tom?
Hi.
How's things? Okay?
Yes.
First thing for you, Tom, have you been a little bit impatient, nervous, or a little bit agitated recently? I don't mean waiting for this call, but I mean in recent weeks, has there been an agitation or impatience with you, almost like you're waiting for news of something?
Absolutely, yes.
Because as I was waiting to give you this information, I was suddenly picking up on your energy, and I'm thinking, God, I'm hurry up! I want this to come. I've got this new this thing that I'm waiting for. All I want to say to you, Tom, is that the words that I was actually given were things like on the veins of new excitement, new responsibility, something about some sort of harmony coming into your life and new beginnings coming into your life. But what I've got to do is I'm not going to discuss what's been happening to you in the last few years, because that's water under the bridge. You've got to look forwards from that now. I get a tinge, almost I detect a little bit of depression with you, like you've been down in the dumps in the last few months. Do you understand that information?
Yes, I do.
Now, I know that one of the people that's linking to me, well, I've actually got three people that were linking to me. The first that made actual contact to me, and this lady's actually giving me eye contact, like she's looking me right in the eye, is almost, I definitely feel like I've got a grandmother here, and I've got somebody who, you know, the type of person where you could look you right in the eye, and they look like they look right into your soul, and they understood your every thought. Do you know which grandmother that was?
Well, probably on my mother's side.
Because I wasn't aware which side of the family, because she's not given me much information, but she's the one that's actually given me the words that he's got new excitement ahead, but do not talk about where he's come from, because we don't want to refer to that, because it's all been dealt with. But I get a sense as well that I've got her partner there. Now, I'm not totally convinced the person I'm about to describe is this grandfather, but do you remember the pipe smoker, the guy who would have sat on the chair, maybe a rocking chair, and would have sat and had his pipe?
Yes.
Right. They're not. Is that her partner, or is that your other grandfather?
That was the grandfather I knew.
Okay, now, was he always in bad books, and was he always the one that used to go out? It was either somebody didn't like the smell of his smoke, or it was a case of he was always getting away from somebody to think things through?
Quite a few people.
It's just that he is portraying your personality at the moment, which is you've got a lot of thinking to do. He's on about you trying to get some solitude, or you having solitude and you having some thinking space. It's almost like there's 1,001 other thoughts going in, which everybody else's opinions. What you've got to do is you've got to trust your own opinions more, because this is a real important time in your life, and there's clearly an important decision that you yourself has got to make. I feel this is almost a business or a work decision. Do we understand the direction this guy is bringing the conversation to?
Yes.
Now, he's like wanting you to clarify a few things, almost like there's a bit of small print, or there's something that you are overlooking, and he says he wants you to go ahead, to move ahead. Now, you've got free will, and all I'm basically doing is passing something on from the other side, which is an opinion, but in his opinion, it would be a good thing for you to go ahead with this. If you look at it look at it from every angle, look at it in from every aspect that you can, and then make that decision. It's not a hasty decision to make. You've obviously got to think things through, but there is also choices here. And I know this sounds very, very general, Tom, but it's just that we're on a live radio show, and these people in spirit are not wanting to open up your personal details on a radio show because you are a very private person and a personal person. Do you understand what they're saying? As long as you know what I'm saying, that is the important thing.
Yes.
Because I've just got a feeling here of you've got your confidence. You've really got your confidence back, and your business is your business.
That's right.
I just get the sense, just in passing, that there has definitely been a lady of some sort of chaotic nature, let's say, over the last few years, who may be making things difficult for you. That's all they're basically going to say. And all they're going to basically say is as well, that whoever that person is or was, that influence is now going to actually fade. Do you make sense of that?
Yes.
Now, what they're also saying is that your own self-respect can grow exponentially, meaning a lot, if you were to consider something like a meditation or a bit of contemplation or a Reiki or even a yoga or something where you are able to still your mind and completely relax, because then you can lose the agitation. Now, I feel that very much, and I'm going to be bold with this because I'm not 100%, but is your mother on the other side?
I'm sorry, who?
Is your mum on the other side?
No.
Right. I want to therefore go with definitely somebody who would have been a custodian to you at one time. I'm not necessarily saying an auntie, or I'm not necessarily a grandmother, but I definitely get a mother vibration with this person that would have looked after you at some time. Even if it was only during the holidays, you might have stayed there at one time and looked after you at one time. Do we understand that lady?
No, I'll hold on to that, though.
I mean, there is a slight possibility that I've got a connection to someone else, but it's just that the way that this lady was coming in and trying to marshal you into a different direction and saying, well, look, you come with me and we'll go and have a talk, that I just got the feeling that this was somebody connecting to you. I've got a feeling here that you've got to look away from your own family here, and maybe this is just a friend of the family, but I get a vague connection with this lady, like you wouldn't have known her very well, but all I know is that she's trying to guide you into a different direction.
Okay.
Now, when you were younger, or maybe in your teens, did you walk along the river, or was it specifically about a river walk or a river that you would have ventured to?
No.
Right. It's okay, Tom. I'm obviously not with you with that information. And what I'm doing, I'm just noting that down because that may well be for someone else. But going back to the other information that I've got for you, it is definitely an important time in your life at this moment. Very important. It's a crucial time. I think you can understand that, can't you?
Yes.
You can go left, you can go right. Now then. Grandfather had I feel he had a stroke. He had a heart condition, because I'm getting a pressure right across the chest area here.
Yes.
Now, he's basically saying that any pressures that you're feeling across there is pure anxiety. It's pure stress. It's absolutely nothing more. So stop fretting about any health concerns that you have.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, you've been through a lot, you've been through the mill, and you're a pretty tough cookie. That's what he's basically saying. You're a pretty tough cookie. And I'm clenching my hands, and I'm almost putting them on top of a stick here as I'm talking, so I don't know if he had a walking stick or had a problem walking, but I seem to be leaning on something here.
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah. All he's basically saying is look, don't please, please don't overdo things. Just let things come in their own time without pushing it, because you're now going definitely in the right direction, and that business connection that we were talking about, that is actually going to work out better than you actually anticipate.
Great.
Now, I'm just seeing who else I've got. What I'm going to... Where are we going with you? Oh, somebody must have lost a child here, because I've got a child running around me. I've got a boy running around me. Can you place him in the family? Because there's a bit of activity. There's activity in your house. This is what I'm being brought to attention. Are you aware of a young child at all in your house?
Not in my house.
Where is the paranormal activity occurring with a young child that you know of then, please, Tom?
Maybe in another house that we used to live in.
Is it where you used to live? Because all I was being made aware of, there was paranormal activity with a boy running around. And all I'm aware of is that there's a connection coming to you. Let's just basically say that would be very, 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 very surprising. And it's almost like it's, I want to literally say it's next week. I don't know who the boy was, but all I know is that the boy is showing me sort of like an envelope or a letter or some sort of correspondence that you've really got to watch out for, which is really important. And you're going to open it with almost like you've got sweating hands or you're a little bit nervous about it. And it's going to be a lot better than you actually anticipate. And can I actually leave you there, Paul? Because I know we've got all the callers online, and I know that Mike's chomping on the bit to be able to give the next message. So can I actually thank you, Tom, for calling us, and I hope that I've actually been some help for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Tom. Lovely speaking to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Tom, there, for calling. And remember,
Mike,
come on over to mikespirit.fm where you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives. I'll say thank you very much for calling. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I do believe I have David online. David, are you there with me?
Hello?
Hi, David.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing very well. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
South Carolina in the U.S. of A.
Okay, wonderful. I'm planning on visiting the USA later on in this year, so maybe I should schedule coming over there. So what was the reason for your calling in for, David?
I was calling to ask questions about my career path and my relationship, I guess.
Okay, well, my forte is to link to the spirit world. Okay.
Okay.
If that's okay, I'll do that for you and see what the spirit will have to say about your career path and maybe your love life. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, David, I know I'm aware of a lady that wants to build a vibration up here with you, a lady that I feel that would have carried a little bit of weight with her before she passed, because I know as I'm looking at her that she seems to be carrying a little bit of weight with her before she passed into the spirit world. I know that she makes aware that she was a lady that fought right until the last moment. I know that she was a fighter and she fought right to the end of her life there. I know that she would have been a lady that makes aware that nothing was too much trouble for this lady. I know that she would have always kept going and she would have always done her best for her family, okay? And I do believe that she links in your family, and I do believe she links to your mum's side. So do you understand of a lady that would have been like that for me there before she passed it, please?
Yes, that was my grandmother.
Okay. And, your grandmother, if I said to you that her body gave up on her long before she ever wanted it, does that make sense to you? Because I know that my hands, I've got a pen in my hand at the minute, and I believe that it's like I even had difficulty in holding the pen towards the end of my life because the grip wasn't the best in her life before she passed. Do you understand of this?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. Because I know that your grandmother comes around your life, and the one thing that your grandmother would have loved of when she was here would be to put her arms around you, because I know that's what she wants to do with me. She wants to put her arms around me and just hold me so tight. And I believe that that's the way that, she would have been in this life. And I know that's what she wants to do with you at the moment here, David, okay? Because she says to me that you feel like let down in some way. So do you understand that you feel let down?
Yes. That was like my mother, yes.
Okay, that's perfect. Because I know that she makes aware that you've been feeling as if you've been let down of late. And I know as well as she comes through that she says to me that it's been, you know, oh, darling. She says that the last 6 months has been a hard journey for yourself, hasn't it?
Yes, it's been exactly 6 months since she passed away.
Okay, perfect. Okay, because she says to me, the last 6 months has been a hard journey for you, okay? And you've had lots to cope with. You've had lots to deal with since she has passed on to the spirit world. And she says here to me that, you know, that there's nothing more in life that you would love to hold on to this lady so tight. Because I know that that's what you're missing right now. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know here, David, that I'm not going to go too close into this because I know it's so emotional here for you. It's so raw, isn't it? Because I know that she says to me, you know, and bless her, you know, that she wants me to be, she wants me to work fast with you. And I'm not going to go so fast because I'll just come up with the wrong words. But as she holds on to me here, she wants me to say to you that you keep hold of it tight. So you would understand of what she says or why she says you keep hold of it tight?
Probably the family.
Okay. But would you have something of this lady's that you would be holding on to? Maybe not physically hold it in your hands, but you have something that would have belonged to her. Because I believe that's
yes.
What she talks about. Okay. You hold on to that tight. Because I know that as long as you have that, her memories will never fade in your eyes, okay? She says to me, you know, about your career, because I'm saying, oh, come on, darling, he wants to know about his career. And she says to me, well, you know, his career, it's taken a bit of a turn, hasn't it, David?
Yes, I'm graduating school next month.
Okay. And if I say to you that you have looked so hard for a position to fulfill the potential that you have, but it's not coming quick enough. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
And you're kind of thinking to yourself now, is this the right pathway for you? Do you understand of that?
Yes, a lot, yes.
Okay. Because I know that she says to me that, you know, that you have to go with what you feel is right. Okay, and I know that she makes me aware, never mind of what's happening in your life. The first thing first, that you have to be straight yourself. You have to be on a level pathway, okay? And, you know, for some reason she says to me that you feel as if it seems to be one thing after another that keeps going wrong, doesn't it?
Yes.
And she says to me that I have to be so sympathetic here with you because I know that... It's getting increasingly difficult as she is working there. You would understand that it's getting difficult as we speak. For it's been one thing after another, and it seems to be as if life is just getting worse and worse and worse for yourself. Okay, and it's like as if you can't see the way forward. There is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, because I know that's what I'm aware of with her. Okay, and she says to me, you know. I don't know if she ever called you my boy or something, but I want to say to you, my boy, things will change for you, okay? If only you have a bit of strength inside yourself, have a bit of confidence in yourself, and I believe I want to say to you that it will work right there for you, okay? But you have to start believing in yourself first. Do you understand that?
Yes, a lot,
okay?
Yes.
And you know, she says to me, you have to stop thinking that you're going to be next. Do you understand why she says that to me, David?
That I'm going to be next?
Yes.
Do
you mean to elaborate?
I'm trying to think. Not right off bat. I'm pretty sure it'll come to me.
Okay. Let me elaborate on it, okay? Now, she says to me that of where you feel that things seems to be going wrong in your life, one thing after another, okay? I believe that it's going to be on the point of where you feel that you are going to be next, because things can't keep going wrong and wrong and wrong in your life. It can't get any worse than what it is. And I believe that you're thinking to yourself, when is the next thing going to happen? When am I next going to have the mat from pulled underneath my feet? So do you understand if I'm putting it that way?
Yes, yes. Now that you put it that way, I understand, yes.
Okay. And you know, stop thinking that you're going to be next, okay, next to have the one from the mat being ripped from underneath your feet, because she says to me about, you know, in this life, my boy, I never stood still. And she doesn't want you to stand still now, because the more that you are stood still, the longer that you're waiting for someone to take you down. And she says to me, come on, boy, pick yourself up and let's see, there's a saying I've always said and always will say, and I'm going to say it to you right now. If there's something in your life that you're happy with, pick it up and run with it, okay? Because the minute that we start running with it, then we know that we are holding on tight, okay? Like a football, if you like, okay? Hold on to that football and run with every might that you have and keep going forward with it, okay? Because at the end of the target, the goal line is there in front of you, okay? And the more that you work towards your goal line, the easier that things will become right in your life. Do you understand this?
Yes, I understand wholeheartedly, yes.
Okay. I know as well, I want to say to you that, you know, this lady, she never kind of would turn around and say, I told you so. She would never turn around and say, you must do it this way or that way. She always supported you, didn't she?
Yes, oh my God, yes.
Okay. And she talks to me about that I never, ever told you that you was wrong. I always supported you, okay? And she says to me that I'm not telling you that you're wrong now. I'm going to support you, okay? Because you have just, and let me get it right, darling. She says, you've just made a decision in your life, haven't you?
Yes.
And you have got 2 weeks, and correct me if I'm wrong, she says, you've now given yourself 2 weeks, and if things doesn't change within the next 2 weeks, you are going to change them yourself. Is that right?
Yes, I graduated from college in 2 weeks.
Okay. See, because she says to me here that she supports you in every step of the way. Okay. Does that help you a little bit there, David?
Yes, it helps me a lot. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling. And remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM where you will be able to have a copy of that reading. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you both so much. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Bye. Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I do believe that we have Karen on. Karen, are you there with us?
Hi, yes, my name's Karen.
Hi,
thank
Karen.
You
can I ask you where you... That's okay. Can I ask you, Karen, where you're calling from?
I'm from Toronto.
Okay. And let me hand you over to the wonderful Matthew James. Matthew, you okay there?
Yeah, I'm fine. Hi, Karen. How are you today?
Hi. I'm great, Mark. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks. What was your reason for calling us today?
Well, going through a couple major struggles, so I wondered if there was any message from... I have a lot of angels on the other side.
Okay, I can connect you with a grandmother. If I want to basically say I've got a grandmother coming through. I know that I'm looking for a grandmother who had some sort of throat condition or certainly had a sore throat, because I'm picking up a bit of a sore throat here. I would imagine from the way that she's given me information, this would be your mum's mum, wouldn't it? This would be your grandmother from your mum's side.
I could be, yes.
Now, she apparently has been guiding you very subtly over the last few weeks, because you've apparently been you've had to make some very, very, very difficult decisions. And the word she's actually given me is she has to say well done. So obviously you've reached a hurdle, or you've overcome a barrier, or you've made a decision which warrants a well done, because it was not an easy decision. From what she's given me, you've had a relationship issue, haven't you?
Yes.
Now, her words were to ask me was, have you got rid yet?
Have I got what?
Have you sorted? Have you done the drastic thing? Has there been a split in a relationship?
No.
Right. Can you ask me why? Can you understand why she's asking? Have you got rid yet, or if you're going to make that decision, or is it someone else's decision to make?
That's a good question.
Now, sorry?
I'm just trying to think of who that could be for.
Right. Let me explain her terminology then. If we're not talking about you personally, are you involved somewhere where you're giving somebody some advice regarding a relationship? Because you are an agony aunt to a lot of people. You obviously give a lot of advice out to people, and people value your judgment. And a lot of problems that I'm being shown here from her is that you worry so much about other people.
I do.
Have you been advising, or are you telling somebody to get rid of someone in a relationship? And is that a hard decision for you to say to someone?
No, I know that I'm in a marriage that I'm personally struggling with. So I know that I've been told a few times that I need to make that decision, but I'm not 100% sure in my heart that's the right decision, because grandchildren.
Right. Okay. I'll give you the original message. In her opinion, her words were, "Have you got rid yet?" Because I can't take that away, because I've been given that. But I've also been shown by her that you are, in my English terminology, you're dilly-dallying around with your own decision-making, because what you're doing is you're putting your heart and your head and soul into helping other people. You're brushing your own decisions and problems underneath the carpet. And what she's regrettably saying, because what she's talking about is all these decisions that you've got to make for yourself are all catching up with you.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying regrettably, because she's one of these that used to say things, used to say the first thing that comes to her mind, or would say things, and then instantly regret what she said because she thinks of the consequences. And all she's bothered about is she's worried about you and how you are taking this information, because what she's trying to say is she knows what's best for you, and she would like to say, get rid and you take the advice. But with you being a human being and still being on the earth plane, it's not as easy as that. Your situation, she says, is ridiculously complicated. I know there's a grandfather here that is telling you to go shush and saying that Karen can sort these things out for yourself. Why are you getting involved? But this grandmother would have been somebody who would have got involved in situations when it was matters of the heart.
That's beautiful. I lost my grandmothers when I was young, so I don't. I didn't have a relationship with, because she thought that I had written a note that my sister had written, so she cut me out of her life, and I never confronted her because I didn't want to hurt my sister. And the other one was, I was quite young, but I lost my mom too about 15 years ago, and she was a lot like her mom.
Right. So, your mum's mum. This is your mum's mum that I'm talking to, isn't it?
Yeah. Blanche?
To be honest, I wasn't given the name, but I was given the personality. And I've got a very, very, very soft, gentle personality here. Very, very soft. You know, a very, very approachable soul. Very, very, very gentle soul. Very woman. A very tearful lady, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, beautiful lady. Strong.
She would have had headaches, because I'm feeling a head condition here, and you've caused her a lot of headaches and a lot of heartache, because she's not there to be able to help and guide you, and she feels your loneliness. Are you okay, Karen? I'm not upset you have her.
Sometimes when you hit a truth, it can take you to your core, can't it?
But you can understand this grandmother regretting words that she would say something and then regret it, because she's actually very upset for you at the moment, because She can see that you're so stressed out, and so how easy it is for you to move forward. She seems to be pretty clear on the fact that you need to change your locality, or you need to consider changing a property or moving a property here.
Okay.
I don't know if it's being considered.
No, I have a daughter who's really struggling and is almost I think suicidal, very depressed. And the one comment she made was she hates this location.
Right. So how serious a consideration is it that you're going to think about moving? Because the words here, and this is actually coming from a grandfather, and he's a lot more practical than the grandmother. He can look at the practicalities. He says that if you were to scrimp, to save, to actually look at the finances and weigh everything up, you might get the worst house on the best street. But at the end of the day, it might end up being of best value because you're a perfectionist and you would turn it into to another lovely home. It says the problem that you've got is you've got too much clutter and you wouldn't know what to leave behind. You want to take everything. But call him a bit of a sentimental fool. He said, I would keep everything, because you're very sentimental, aren't you? You've got things, heirlooms and things from family that you really can't part with.
No, I haven't got anything from family. I left and moved to the other end of the country, and I was,
Right. Grandfather, did he have like a senile dementia or a dementia or anything at all? Did he have a problem with his memory?
He died of diabetes.
There's no confusion, was there? It's just, you've got a sister, haven't you? Yes?
I have two, yes.
Which is a sister that is sentimental and has everything?
My younger sister.
Okay. Can you explain to me why a grandfather is getting you confused with your younger sister then, please? Because he thought he was talking to someone else, but he was definitely talking about somebody who's got all, is very sentimental, got all the clutter and got everything.
That's my younger sister, for sure. And they were very close.
So the grandfather and she were very close?
Yes.
Now, have you worked on that relationship with your sister? Have you forgiven your sister yet? Because he's talking about forgiveness. You really need to forgive.
Okay, that's my older sister.
Oh, so he's talking about her as well. And does she live over the river from you, across the river from you?
On the other side of the country.
Can we go back to a memory of his and say, did either of your sisters ever live across a river from you or over the river from you, or did he live over the river from you?
No.
Can you?
They lived in another
province.
That's strange. Yeah.
Yeah. What I'm trying to understand what his reference to over the river or over the water. He's definitely showing me a lake. I know I'm being shown a lake. I'm looking at one of the Canadian lakes. I know that because I can see the bird life. I can see the trees. And it's an open space he would have loved.
Well, he lived in Enderby, B.C.
Right. I don't know Canada that well.
Yeah.
No, I know
it's there are a lot of lakes in B.C.,
okay, because he's showing me the solitude of one lake where there's one that seems to be pretty flat around it, and it's almost like he's plonked himself down there. He's sat himself down there, regretted it because he can't get himself back up, almost like he had a back or a hip problem. And he's sitting there and he's saying, really, Karen could do with some open space, some breathing space. She could really
do.
Which I
live in the country.
Cool. Are you actually putting boots on and striding out and going for walks?
I do walk every day, yes.
You wouldn't have a dog by your side, would you?
I do.
Right. And you take big strides?
Yes.
And you take a lot of deep breaths?
Yes.
Your grandfather is by your side, and he is basically trying to get you to think things through practically. He says he's trying to clear those thoughts from you, and he doesn't want you to be sentimental. He says he wants you to be critical. He says he wants you to think the best for yourself.
and he's absolutely adamant about this, that you will definitely make that stride forward, but you haven't to look back. You've got to service yourself. You've got to be selfish for once, and you've really got to think about yourself for once. Because you never do. You think about everyone else, which is an absolute credit to you, he's saying, but you've got to think about yourself for once.
Okay, thank you.
His understanding is that you've tried to sell, and we're obviously talking about your relationship here, you've tried to salvage it, you tried to make it work, you tried it from every single angle, and he says, sadly, if you've got to cross that door and open that door where you're not together, you know you still will be friends for the sake of kids, for the sake of everyone else, for the sake of your own heart, and for the fact that you value the sanctity of marriage, you still will be friends. Don't worry about that.
I can see that on my end. On his end, I don't think so.
All they're basically saying is that he's more dependent on you than he actually realizes, and he's more dependent on you than he will accept.
And I think he's emotionally involved with someone else anyway, which is what I've been trying to heal.
I just got the feeling from grandfather that's got absolutely no, it's got very, very, very shallow foundations to whatever it is that he might be up to, but it will surprise you that it is not what it seems.
Oh.
It's not what it seems. He's not convinced that there's anything on the grounds of an affair going on there. I think he's giving emotional support to somebody and it's being misconstrued.
Okay.
I've got the feeling that because your husband isn't completely an open person, people might be jumping to the wrong conclusions. I think he's trying to really help someone there.
Yeah, that's why I've stayed, because I believe that too.
He values the sanctity of marriage. I know the value of sanctity of marriage comes in somewhere, and I don't think he would cross that line. Somebody's been pretty certain about that.
Okay. I believe he's committed to the marriage, but I don't believe he's committed to me emotionally.
He's committed to the friendship, and at the end of the day, some grandparents are saying here that can be salvaged 100%.
Pardon me? Can you say that again?
They're saying basically that you can, the friendship can be salvaged. They can guarantee that 100%.
Okay. Okay.
I hope that has been a help. I hope that made sense for you.
I think so. I think it's one of those you have to really sit and listen and let it settle.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's a pleasure. Okay. Lovely talking to you, Karen.
It was so nice talking to you. Thank you for your gift. What a beautiful gift.
It's a pleasure, Karen. Thank you
Both
for that.
To you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, well, thank you, Karen. Remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM, where you'll have a copy of that reading and archives. I say thank you very much for calling. And let's go straight back to the phone lines. I do believe I have Lisa online. Lisa, are you there with me?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Lisa. How are you doing?
Right. Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Well, you certainly sound, your voice is sounding very Welshy, so I would say you're from the UK.
I am, yeah.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for here, Lisa?
Basically, relationships, health, and I'd like to know anything about my dad, if I can.
Okay. Okay, let me make a link to the spirit, and then we'll see where we're going. Okay, now, not always the ones we want to come through will come through, okay, but I will do my very best here for you, Lisa. And, you know, as I'm saying that, there is a gentleman here with me, okay, and I know that this gentleman passes very quickly home to the spirit world when he was with us in this life, because I know that my passing was very sudden. I know as well that, you know, he's quite a nicely rounded gentleman in the features. They look at him, obviously, I know he's a quite a nicely rounded gentleman in the features. I know that he makes aware that he would have been the kind of fella that would always put his heart and soul into doing things when he was yours, because I know that whenever he was doing whatever he was doing, he would put his heart and soul into it. Do you understand of him?
Right, okay, that might be my grandfather. My dad.
That's fine. Okay. Well, don't tell me any information now, okay? Because I know that this gentleman's here, and he makes you aware that he loved the outdoor kind of life when he was here with us. Okay. I know that he loved the garden. I know that he loved gardening of when he was here with us as well, because he makes you aware that he would have spent a lot of his time out in the garden. Okay. So is that your father or your grandfather?
My father loves gardening.
Okay. Okay. So I may have the two of them here together, okay, which is fine, because I know I'm very conscious of the time here, Lisa, okay? So I know that I'm aware that I've got father and grandfather, okay? So your father, if I said to you that he was in a hospital, he was in the hospital when he passed, is that right?
No, my father's here on the earth plane.
Okay. Okay, so it's your grandfather in the spirit world I have?
Yeah.
Okay, and did he pass in the hospital?
He died in his bed in the house.
Okay, okay. So was he in and out of the hospital for a little while before he passed then?
Yeah, I'd say, yeah. I don't
know.
He's 3 when he died.
Ah, right, so it's a bit difficult for you then, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Now, as you're asking about relationship and health and so on there, okay, I know that I want to see that you... Lisa, if I say to you that it's been a while, isn't it, for yourself, whether it's been in a relationship, you haven't been in a relationship for a while, is that right?
Yeah.
And if I said to you that 3 years, for some reason, 3 years, would you understand why I want to say to you 3 years? The line is very badly, so I can't really hear you. Are you still with me?
Yeah.
Right, okay, that's better. I can hear you now. So would you understand why I would say to you 3 years?
I was in a relationship for 2 years, and that ended 3 months ago, but it wasn't...
Okay, okay. Let me work with it, because I'm aware to say to you that it, it was a difficult ending there for yourself, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And would I be right in saying that you found out lots of information at the end of your relationship?
Yeah.
And that's the whole reason why it came to an end, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I feel as if I need to say to you that you was torn from pillar to post, emotionally, physically, and mentally, that you
yeah.
was torn in so many different directions. It's almost like as if, I'm not going to say that you fell to pieces, but you quite easily could have, is that right? Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, would I be right in saying that, you know, that was then, and this is now, this is the new you?
Right.
Okay, and you have a new attitude, a brand new attitude that you have about yourself, because you now realize that you're just as equal as anyone else, you're just as important as anyone else there, aren't you?
Sometimes.
Okay, and would I be right in saying there to you that, that you would love nothing more to be settled, but it has to be for the right reasons, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, I know that you have a little one, okay, and that's not from spirit, because I know that, that I already know that, okay, but I know I want to say to you that the little one, it has to be completely satisfying needs to be absolutely satisfying of the whole condition there for you, okay? It's nothing worse than going to be half-heartedly into something, and I don't believe that you would go into anything again half-heartedly, is that right?
Yes, it was like before.
Okay, see, because I know that I want to say to you that, I'd love to say to you that there's a tall, dark, handsome fella around the corner for you, okay? I'm not going to say that, because that's not the way I work, okay? But I do see as if there is going to be a time where you are going to be very happy again in your life, okay? But you need to kind of learn to trust yourself more, okay? You need to learn to kind of have a bit of faith in yourself as well, because I do believe that, when this last relationship ended, it ended a big part of you as well, okay? And you're trying to crawl your way back, trying to find your passion again, if I could put it that way, there, too. Does that make sense, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. And there is someone that you feel quite drawn to, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I don't know who this is, and it's none of my business, but I know that you feel quite drawn to someone at the moment, okay? Because that's exactly what this gentleman, your granddad, says to me. It's none of your business, anyway. So I know that that's the way he would be when he was here with us, okay? And I know that he tells me that, you know, that if it's something that you feel it's right, then you have to go with your gut feeling. You have to go with it, okay? So know that your granddad is very close. Now, I know that you asked about your dad, and that's where the health condition is to do with your dad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. And see, if I say to you that your dad complains of his chest sometimes, does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Because I know as I'm sat here and as I'm saying to granddad, come on, she needs more information about her dad. I know I want to start rubbing my chest. It's your dad that has the breathing difficulties right now, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And there's been kind of like, how can I put it? Change of medication, and do you understand the change of medication around you? Okay, I think we have lost Lisa there. Okay. Let's just see if she... Yep, yeah, we've lost Lisa. Okay, well, I'll pick up that with Lisa a little bit later on, but thank you, Lisa, if you're still listening. But I will pick up with that with you a little bit later on, because I know that there is a way that I can make contact with you, but that's okay. Matthew, I want to have a little chat with you, Matthew, because I know that we've only got a few minutes left for the show. you know the information that you was given about the little boy?
The little boy, yeah, running around the room, yeah.
Correct, and having some nightmares, was it?
It was more paranormal activity that was happening in someone's house.
Okay, that's right. Well, since you gave that, I have had a private message saying that there is someone that can understand exactly of what you were saying. Unfortunately, he is gone now, but he was waiting and listening to the show, and he wanted to say to you that he understood everything.
Fantastic, because this boy was making his connection to me. I mean, there was no doubt about it. I was aware he was running around and there was paranormal activity.
Yeah.
And he clearly had something in his hand, and I think it related to an envelope or a letter, didn't it?
Yes, correct. Well, I know that he messaged me and said that he could understand everything that you were saying, and you know it was right that the paranormal activity it's with a young lad. And it keeps waking him up because this energy wants to play with him. So perfect, really, Matthew. You know, and he was listening to the show, and I know that he was frantically trying to get through. But I know that it's been a very busy show, which was absolutely wonderful. You know, and you know, I kind of love it when it's busy, and it's always busy, Matthew.
It I mean, time goes so quick. Yeah. But
it
just goes to prove, doesn't it, when you're actually giving messages for people, whatever you're doing, radio, phone, one-to-ones, when you've opened the door and you're actually giving messages for one person, there are other spirits that will actually use that opportunity to jump through to provide messages for other people as well. So everybody should really listen to the messages, because it might be for them as well.
Of course. But Matthew, whilst we've just got a few seconds left here, let's hear about the way people can contact you. It's www.matthewjames.com, isn't it?
That's correct. That's my website, yeah.
Facebook?
I've got Facebook, which is, obviously, it's MJ Medium. It's the Matthew James public page. It's www.facebook/MJ Medium, and that'll put you right onto my public figure page. I'm also got an email, which is matthewjamesmedium@gmail.com. I'm obviously available for phone readings, for Skype readings, for one-to-one readings. I do mentoring sessions, I do training sessions via Skype, I do video readings as well. I've been doing quite a lot of video readings.
Okay, so if we head over to Facebook, or which is Matthew James, or MatthewJames.com, which is the web address. Matthew, I know that it's time that we have to end the show, so thank you very much. I know that you will come on again, and I look forward to that.
Most definitely. It's awesome being on the show with you, Mike. It's just a fantastic radio program. I love doing it.
Okay, that's fantastic. Thank you, Matthew. And I'll say, for me, it's good night, good day, or even good morning for Matthew, or wherever.
Yeah, it's early morning for me, so it's good morning from me.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up.
It certainly is.
Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.